Today we have come to the Brisbane Aquatic Centre to learn about the role of starter. Every race needs a starter. The quality of the start can directly impact the race result. Accredited starters are highly sought after. Although we're at the Australian Age Swimming Championships, the principles that we will cover apply at all levels of competition, including local club nights. This ensures consistency and uniformity across all levels of competition. Swimmers benefit from the adoption of standard practices at every level. The only difference between starting at different levels is usually the experience of the athletes and the type of equipment used. To be competent in their role, starters will need to know the applicable swimming rules, operational procedures, and have sufficient practical experience. This course will cover the first two of these so that students can then focus on gaining practical experience. The principal objective of a starter is to ensure that all swimmers experience a fair start. The role of a starter is to have control of the swimmers from the time the referee hands them over until satisfied that the start is fair. Make recommendations to the referee in respect of any swimmer who delays the start or disobeys the instructions. Make recommendation to the referee in respect of any swimmer who starts before the starting signal. Note that a disqualification for starting before the starting signal must be observed and confirmed by both the starter and the referee. Let's now get into the details. Starters will require the following equipment: pens and/or pencils, a copy of the meet program, a whistle, a stopwatch and clipboard if the meet includes handicap races, and of course, starting equipment. The choice of starting equipment may depend upon the type of timing system in use. It can include a starting pistol or an electric horn with a synchronized light, or whistle with a signalling device such as a flag or a white handkerchief. Note that this option is typically only used as a backup of last resort. Other starting options include using the public address system or electronic devices. Many meets use electronic starting devices. With these, the starting signal is initiated by a handheld device. This incorporates a start button, microphone with a speak button. A light on the device lets the starter know when the equipment is ready for a start. This goes out whilst the timing equipment is running during a race. Note that this device needs to be positioned very closely to the mouth to function correctly. Here in Brisbane, the starter has a starter stand which houses all the equipment, including a starting device, light that is synchronised with the starting signal, amplifier and volume control for the speakers and audio starting signal, and a false start rope trigger button. Don't expect these luxuries at your local club meet. Here is another popular system, the Infinity starting device. In this case, it is attached to a wireless Dolphin timing system. The handheld starting device is a CB radio style microphone. Also shown here are the light, amplifier and speaker, and volume control. Starters should report to the referee at least 30 minutes before the advertised starting time of the meet. This enables the referee to mark them present, give them a program, advise of any special instructions, and discuss working arrangements. The starter should meet and familiarise themselves with other people with whom they are working, especially the timing systems operator and any other starters. The starter must check the positioning of the starter stand to ensure that they can clearly see all lanes. The starter usually stands on the lane one side of the pool. They should be positioned to observe all swimmers at the same time, within approximately 5 metres of the starting edge of the pool where the timekeepers can see and or hear the starting signal, and the swimmers can see and or hear the signal. The starter and referee should agree where they will be positioned for the starts. The starter's stand may need to be moved to ensure correct positioning. At some venues, this may require the assistance of pool staff to relocate cabling, so it is recommended that this is done well before the meet starts. The starter must ensure that they are familiar with the operation of the starting equipment and check that it is in working order. Where electronic timing is in use, this will require liaison with the timing system operator. In particular, it should be confirmed that the starting device is correctly configured to only pass a ready signal to the starter when the equipment is armed to start. The starter must ensure that the starting signal and their verbal commands can be heard from each lane. This may require volume adjustment and relocation of speakers relative to the microphone to avoid audio feedback. Correct operation of the light should also be confirmed. The starter must check that the false start rope is in position and know how to activate and test it. The check should include both ends of the rope to ensure that it is not secured too close to the top of the pole. Incorrectly positioned ropes can flick off the pole like an elastic band when triggered, and hence fail to stop the swimmer on the side of the pool. Few venues have the fully functioning electronically triggered false start system shown here. At most swim meets, manual operation by the starter or a judge of stroke will be required. Regardless of the system, testing of correct operation is still required. When two starters are appointed, they should meet with each other and establish a rapport. They should agree on the placement of the starter's stand and jointly undertake equipment checks. When the meet includes events that will be started at both ends of the pool, both sets of starting equipment and false start rope should be checked. Even if the starting equipment is in daily use at a major venue, all details should be checked prior to the commencement of each session. It is quite common for batteries to fade during a meet, so it's worth confirming with pool staff that they have standbys on charge. It is particularly important that the referee and starter form an effective team. Key points to cover include: has the referee or the meet director decided to start over the top to reduce the time between heats? May the starter talk to the swimmers? If yes, this could include: stand down for swimmers before starts, leave the water swimmers, move down the lane rope swimmers for over the top backstroke starts. Starters should be sure of the level of communication with the swimmers required by the referee. Starters should not take it upon themselves to give additional instructions to the swimmers unless advised by the referee. The starter's focus must be on starting each race, ensuring all competitors gain a fair start. It is also good practice to review the event program, noting particularly any changes of starting end. Any multi-class swimmers requiring special starting assistance should also be noted. We will now go through the starting procedure in detail. It is crucial that starters understand the rules relating to the start. These are provided in the notes that accompany this video. I will quote from them now. The starter has full control of the swimmers from the time the referee turns the swimmers over to the starter until the race has commenced. The start in freestyle, breaststroke, butterfly, and individual medley races shall be with a dive. On the long whistle from the referee, the swimmers shall step onto the starting platform and remain there. On the starter's command, "Take your marks," they shall immediately take up a starting position with at least 1 foot at the front of the starting platforms. The position of the hands is not relevant. When all swimmers are stationary, the starter shall give the starting signal. The starter shall have the power to decide whether the start is fair, subject only to the decision of the referee. Let's look at this in practice. The swimmers are placed behind their starting platforms by the check starter. On the long whistle from the referee, the swimmers shall step onto the starting platform and remain there. When satisfied that the swimmers and officials are ready, the referee indicates to the starter with an outstretched arm that the swimmers are under the starter's control. The starter gives a command to the swimmers to take your marks. On the starter's command, take your marks, swimmers must immediately take up a starting position with at least 1 foot at the front of the starting platform. The position of the hands is not relevant. Note that the swimmers do not have to be flat-footed at the start. Their feet or foot does not have to be at the front of the starting platform until the command, take your marks, is given. The starter waits and, as soon as all swimmers are stationary, the starter gives the starting signal. The starter should watch all swimmers until satisfied the start is fair. The starter has the power to decide whether a start is fair, subject only to the decision of the referee. In fairness to all, the starter should not hold the swimmers for too long at the start while waiting for one or more swimmers to become stationary. If this occurs, the starter should immediately tell all swimmers to stand down. The referee may instruct the starter to remind the swimmer or swimmers having difficulty settling down to take up a starting position as soon as instructed and to remain stationary. Where swimmers are asked to stand down and a swimmer or swimmers on hearing the starter's command overbalance and fall into the water, the starter may recommend to the referee that the swimmer or swimmers should be permitted to start in the race. If a swimmer deliberately enters the water on the starter's command to stand down, the starter should recommend that the swimmer be disqualified. Should the starting device fail, the starter will instruct the swimmers to stand down. Should there be a second failure, an alternative starting device should be used. The stand down command allows the referee to recommence the starting process from the long whistle. Now let's refer back to the rules for backstroke starts. The start in backstroke and medley relay races shall be from the water. At the referee's first long whistle, the swimmers shall immediately enter the water. At the referee's second long whistle, the swimmers shall return without undue delay to the starting position. When all swimmers have assumed their starting positions, the starter shall give the command, take your marks. When all swimmers are stationary, the starter shall give the starting signal. Prior to the starting signal, the swimmers shall line up in the water facing the starting end, with both hands holding the starting grips. Standing in or on the gutter or bending the toes over the lip of the gutter is prohibited. When using a backstroke ledge at the start, the toes of both feet must be in contact with the end wall or face of the touchpad. Bending the toes over the top of the touchpad is prohibited. Let's look at this in practice. Note in this example, the starter uses the relax swimmers command due to a minor delay in lane 1. Swimming Australia have now decided that the stand down command should be used in backstroke instead of relax swimmers. In backstroke or medley relay events, the swimmers enter the water on the referee's first long whistle and on the referee's second long whistle, swimmers should return to the starting position without undue delay and remain there. When the swimmers have taken up their starting position, the starting procedure is as follows. The swimmers line up in the water, facing the starting end wall or platform, with both hands holding the starting grips. When satisfied that all are ready, the referee will indicate with an outstretched arm to the starter, who will then give the command to take your marks. As soon as all swimmers are stationary, the starter gives the starting signal. Okay, back to the rules for a last time. Any swimmer starting before the starting signal has been given shall be disqualified. If the starting signal sounds before the disqualification is declared, the race shall continue and the swimmer or swimmers shall be disqualified upon completion of the race. If the disqualification is declared before the starting signal, the signal shall not be given, but the remaining swimmers shall be called back and start again. A disqualification for starting before the starting signal must be observed and confirmed by both the starter and the referee. This is how it works. The starter reports to the referee any swimmer starting after the command, take your marks, and before the starting signal has been given. If a swimmer starts before the starting signal has been given, The starter will instruct the remaining swimmers to stand down from their starting position. After the offending swimmer or swimmers have left the water, the starting procedure is commenced again. The swimmer or swimmers who started before the starting signal was given may be disqualified by the referee and not allowed to restart. If the starting signal is given before the disqualification is declared, the race is allowed to continue and the swimmer or swimmers are disqualified upon completion of the race. It is most important that the starter judges determine whether a start has been fair, i.e. whether all swimmers are stationary before the starting signal is given. Remember, a disqualification for starting before the starting signal must be observed and confirmed by both the starter and the referee. The benefit of any doubt must go with the swimmer. The starter shall report a swimmer to the referee for delaying the start, for willfully disobeying an order, or for any other misconduct taking place at the start. But only the referee may disqualify a swimmer for such delay, willful disobedience, or misconduct. Hence, the powers of a starter are limited to reporting an offender to the referee. The starter should be sure the infringement is willful before making a report. Here is an example of willfully disobeying an order. After being warned, the swimmer or swimmers continue to take up a starting position slowly. Here is an example of delaying the start. The swimmer or swimmers willfully delay the start by slow preparation and continue to be slow moving into position even after a formal request by the starter or the referee. Should a false start occur and swimmers are left on the starting blocks, the starter shall immediately command these swimmers to stand down. This command is given to protect the swimmers remaining on the blocks. Should any of these swimmers overbalance, reacting to the starter's command, the starter shall advise the referee that it was not an infringement of the rules and no action is necessary. Any swimmer who, in the view of the starter, deliberately enters the water after the starter's command to stand down should be reported to the referee for disobeying starter's instructions. The initial swimmer or swimmers who enter the water shall be reported for starting before the starting signal. Should the starter observe starting before the starting signal infractions, they should report the lane number, or numbers, to the referee immediately with a concise recommendation for disqualification. The starter must be sure of the lane numbers of the offenders when recommending disqualification. The benefit of any doubt must be given to the swimmers. An infraction report will be completed by the starter. Infraction reports must be completed correctly in the context of the rules before being submitted to the referee. Infractions for starting before the starting signal shall be printed on the infraction form as started before the starting signal. The command, "Take your marks," should be given in an even and calm speaking voice. Key considerations include: there should be no singing of the command. It should be given without pauses and should not be drawn out. The command should not be given too fast or rushed. The starter should let the microphone do the work. The microphone should be held the same distance from the mouth each time the starter speaks. The starter should be aware of audible clicks that can be given when a microphone switch is operated. This can be avoided by operating the switch while the referee is blowing the whistle. A few deep breaths when the microphone is switched off can alleviate nerves. Let's now look at these examples of national-level starters in action. In unusual circumstances that may have prejudiced the chances of a swimmer, the referee may require the starter to recall the swimmers. This is normally done by repeating the starting signal and dropping the false start rope. Some examples where a recall may be given include pool problem or equipment failure, such as debris in the pool, a broken lane rope, or a sudden crowd noise occurring during the start, such as a whistle or siren, or the starter giving the starting signal before all swimmers are ready or stationary, or accidental dropping of the false start rope interfering with the swimmer. To save time, it is common to start over the top. When this is used, the swimmers remain in the water at the conclusion of their heat. If a dive starts, when the referee sounds the long whistle to start the next heat, the swimmers in the water must immediately move to the side of their lane. They must be close to the wall and remain stationary until the race has started. For backstroke and medley relay starts, the starter should promptly instruct the swimmers from the previous heat to move down the lane ropes before the referee's first long whistle. The starter, in conjunction with the referee, must ensure that the swimmers in the water comply with these requirements before starting the next heat. So, when should you move into position as a starter? At meets with heats or timed finals, the starter should mount the starting platform once the first event is ready. Where automatic timing is used, the starter should give the referee an agreed signal when the starting device is ready for a start. This could be a nod, by saying ready to start, or simply lifting the microphone to the mouth ready to speak. After the start of each race, the starter should step down from the starter's stand and move away, or sit down until the next race. The starter should not linger on the starter's stand. And what about announcing events? Where announcers are appointed, they will introduce the event and heat, and for A finals, will also introduce the competitors. Areas and clubs are encouraged to appoint announcers for their meets. In events with very young, junior, or inexperienced swimmers, the starter has a responsibility to ensure that reasonable help is given to understand how the start and false start rule operates. If used, the starting pistol should be held above the head with arm extended so the timekeepers can see the flash or smoke. It should also be held close and adjacent to any transducer to activate the automatic timing equipment. Multi-class swimmers are those entitled to receive exceptions to the swimming rules due to a disability. Starters must take into consideration the needs and exceptions of multi-class swimmers. Exceptions are based on a swimmer's classification. These exceptions are identified by a system of codes that are listed in the accompanying notes. Here are some hints for starters with multi-class swimmers. Swimmers with a hearing impairment may require a light beside their starting platform or some other pre-arranged signal. Multi-class swimmers need not start on the starting platform, but may start from a position beside it, or from a position in the water. Multi-class swimmers may start from a standing position, or from a kneeling or sitting position. Swimmers with a physical impairment may have assistance to maintain their balance on the blocks at the start. Swimmers with a physical impairment may place a single layer of a towel on the starting blocks to avoid abrasion. Swimmers are permitted to use an approved device for water starts. More details of the start variations for multi-class swimmers are available in the notes accompanying this video. Finally, let's consider handicap events. Handicap events are those where swimmers start at different times according to the amount of handicap that they have been given. Such events are generally only run on club nights or at local meets. The procedures used by the check starter, referee, and the starter during this type of event are described in detail in the accompanying notes. I will briefly summarise the key points for a starter now. When the referee gives a signal that all officials are ready, the starter gives the command, "Get ready." This allows swimmers to assume their starting stance. Once the first swimmer is stationary, the starter calls go and simultaneously starts a timing system. The starter then moves across the pool behind the swimmers, distinctly counting off the seconds from the timing system, starting from 1 and continuing until the last swimmer's starting number is called. Any swimmer starting before go or his or her respective starting number is called shall be disqualified, unless the swimmer corrects the mistake by returning immediately to the starting point at the wall and restarting after their starting number is called. Since the starter will be concentrating on calling the time from the timing system, it is the check starter's job to watch the swimmers and report any who do not meet these requirements. Congratulations! You have now completed the theoretical syllabus on your way to becoming an accredited starter. We have covered the objectives of the starter role and the equipment required. We have discussed the preparation prior to the start of a meet, including liaison with the referee and automatic timing system operator, and equipment testing and adjustment. The rules of swimming relating to the start have been covered in detail, including how to apply them and report infractions. We have discussed how to say, "Take your marks," and examined various details and scenarios that you may encounter during your starting career. Next, we recommend that you review notes that accompany this video, particularly the rules of swimming that relate to the start. Once you are comfortable with the theory of starting, please attempt the online test on this website. You should gain practical experience under supervision. A good mentor will give you feedback about your performance. Once you are ready, you should contact an assessor to arrange your assessment. Due to the importance of starting, 2 practical assessments must be completed successfully in order to become accredited. Starters are always at the heart of the action at a swim meet. It is a most rewarding role. If you find that it is your thing, then do please consider progressing to become a state-level starter. On behalf of the many swimmers that will benefit from your officiating, thank you. Good luck and enjoy.